Thank you for that quick question, Nachum. We are on Daf Mem Vav Omed Aleph. We're on the fifth line. Omer lahen Rebbe Elazar v'alei Shimon ben Shotach tolo noshim, etc. So let's just remind ourselves of what we saw in the Mishnah, and this will take us now all the way to the next Mishnah. Shimon ben Shetach, the Mishnah said, did something unusual. What did he do? He killed 80 women on the same day and hanged them all. Rashi said, we saw, although they were all accused of various forms of sorcery, which is a type of Avodah Zarah, and therefore killed them all on the same day. And the Mishnah proves from there that it was an unusual situation, so he took unusual measures. It was a Tzorech HaShoah. It was the call of the hour, but it was the exception to the rule. Now, if the Mishnah calls it the exception to the rule, then clearly the Mishnah is telling you that under ordinary circumstances, this should not be done, and he should not have killed 80 women on one day. This was not ordinary circumstances, and that's why he allowed himself to do so. So we're trying to work out now what is the halacha under ordinary circumstances? What is the rule? It's true. Shimon ben Shetach was the exception to the rule. So have a look at the Gemara, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Omer of Chista. It's the sixth wide line. Omer of Chista. Loi shonu elo b'shtei mises. Aval b'misa achas donin. That which we said you shouldn't put to death more than one person on one day. That only refers to a case when it's two separate mises. So if one person has to be put death by the sword and another person has to be put death by stoning, then that cannot be performed. Then that cannot be performed on the same day. But if it's misa achas, if it's one misa, then you're allowed to do that on the same day. Apparently, even under ordinary circumstances, you would be allowed to kill more than one person if it is the same death. Yes or no?
So when we learned this, we had a kasha. Like it's the let's say Reuven and Shimon are both there for chenek that day, but isn't it the deliberation of the case itself that's the real
Good
avoda?
point. Okay, excellent point. Yeah, let's keep on going. It's a very good point. Very, very, very fair point. Okay, keep on going. So the Gemara is telling you. Again, we mustn't be confused over here. Shimon ben Shetach was the exception to the rule. We're trying to work out what is the rule. Under ordinary circumstances, you're telling me that you cannot kill more than one person in one day. However, if it's the same Misa, then you can. Now, what was Shimon ben Shetach? Shimon ben Shetach was the same Misa. As we'll see in a moment, it wasn't the identical Aveira, it was a similar Aveira. There are various types of sorcery. There's something called Oiv, and there's something called Yidoini. There's all different types of magic and witchcraft, etc., etc. But it all carries the same Oinish. And didn't we say that Shimon ben Shetach was the exception to the rule? Which means that under ordinary circumstances, Shimon ben Shetach would not have done what he did, even though it was the same Misa. Says the Gemara, Vahomaisa de Shimon ben Shetach de Misa Achas Havoi. Surely the story of Shimon ben Shetach, it was one Misa, the Ka'omru de Ein Donin. And didn't you say that essentially he would not have been allowed to have done this and only did so because it was exceptional circumstances? So how can you tell me that you're allowed to kill more than one person on one day if it's one Misa? That's exactly what Shimon ben Shetach did, and you told me that that was not allowed under ordinary circumstances. Says the Gemara, Elo, our favorite word, Elo, backtracking. Elo I itmar, hochi itmar. You're right, it needs to be revised. We clearly quoted Rav Chisda a little bit incorrectly. Loi shonu Elo b'misa achas ke'ein shtei mises. What does that mean? Kishtei mises. We are not differentiating between different mises as opposed to one misa. No. Even if it is one misa, it cannot be done on the same day. If it's misa achas, ke'en shtei mises. What does that mean? Misa achas ke'en shtei misois. Vehechi domi, says the Gemara, how so? K'goin shtei averis. So, for example, if somebody served Avodah Zarah, what is the punishment there? Skila. If somebody was Mechalel Shabbos, what is the punishment there? Also Skila. So it's the same punishment, but for a different Avodah. That's called Shtei Misois, but it's Ke'en Misa Achas. It's as if it's all one, but actually it's not because it's for two completely unrelated Avodahs. So if you have to stone two people, one for Avodah Zarah and one for Shabbos, then that would not be allowed to be done on the same day. Aval b'misa achas v'aveira achas donim. But if it's the identical misa and the identical aveira, if two people are being mechalel Shabbos and they're both sentenced to stoning, that you can do on one day. So now, what was the case of Shimon ben Shatach? Shimon ben Shatach, as we just mentioned a moment ago, was clearly one Misa, but it was not exactly the same Aveira. Because there were different types of sorcery. So that would be an example of one Misa, but different Aveiras, which would not, under ordinary circumstances, be allowed. And that's what the Mishnah meant, that it was an exception to the rule that Shimon ben Shatach did allow himself to do so. So again, even though it was one Misa, but it would not have been allowed under ordinary circumstances because albeit it was one Misa, but it was for different Aveiras. Have a look at Rashi. Towards the end of the narrow lines. Misa achas ke'ein shtei Misas. K'goin. Shtei Aveirois she'enon doimois. If you've got two Aveiras, which essentially are not really similar, but vehein misa achas, but they do carry the same death penalty. What would be an example of that? Says Rashi, kagoin Shabbos va'avodah zarah. Shabbos and avodah zarah are two completely different averas, but they happen to carry the same death penalty. The kol shekein shtei misa is mamish. Obviously, if it's two separate misas, then obviously that cannot be carried out on the same day. But here the chiddush is, even if it's the identical misa, but if it's not for the same aveira, it cannot be carried out on the same day. Says Rashi, Avol misa achas va'aveira achas. If it's the identical punishment, an identical aveira, kagoin, shteihen v'chilul Shabbos. For example, if both of them are chilul Shabbos, or shteihen v'nara hamurasa. Both of them are accused and convicted of having relations with a Nara Amurasa, then that is the identical Aveira, identical Misa, and they could be killed on the same day. And Rashi now obviously immediately points out the Shmoinim Noshim, the 80 women that Shimon ben Shetach killed, that was not the identical Aveira. Lav Aveira Achas. Why? De'ikah b'oiv. There were some who committed the Aveira called Oiv, V'ikar B'yidoini, V'hakosav Chilkom B'shtayim, and the Pasuk clearly differentiates them, between them. So even though we may look at Oiv V'yidoini as all one big parasha, but it's not, it's two separate Aveiras, albeit it carries one Aveira. Therefore, essentially, it would not have been allowed on one day. Why? Because even though it's the same Misa, but there are different Aveiras. Shimon ben Shetach, Letzoyrech Shah Asam. So Shimon ben Shetach clearly did so because there was a special Tzoyrech HaShah, as we mentioned then. He saw there was a tremendous pirtzei in Klal Yisrael and needed to make a public statement. But under ordinary circumstances, the fact that two people happened to be chayev the same Misa would not allow them to be judged on the same day. They both need a separate, completely ruling, and it cannot be done on the same day. Shimon ben Shetach was an exception. Problem is, yes, Larry, you want to say something?
What's the Havamina to that? Since it's the same Avera, even though it's two separate people, that you can do, but for separate Averas, like, what's the thinking? What's behind it?
So this is similar to what Reb Nachum was asking before, and this is a difficult point. For some reason, when it's the identical Avera and the identical Misa, then you are allowed to judge both on the same day. And to be perfectly honest, as Nachum asked before, I don't fully understand that halacha. Because even though they're both Mechallel Shabbos and they're both Chayev Skila, but at the end of the day, each case is a separate case and each case needs to be judged on its merit. So I don't fully understand why all of a sudden they're allowed to be judged simultaneously. Surely each one has different pros and cons and proofs this way and that way. It's true, they're both Skila. But there might be totally different circumstances. One person was accused of driving a car, another person was cooking. Okay, so let's see. Did he really drive the car? Did he press the gas? Did he know? Was he warned? What about the guy cooking? Was the food cooked? Was the flame hot? Did it get to Yahtzeh Ledes boy? Did he know about it? It's true, it's one Aveira, it's true, it's one Misa, but it's two separate judgments, two separate trials with different Edom and everything. I'm not 100% clear, to be perfectly honest.
Is
But
it
certainly, yeah.
possible on certain inyanim, certain bate bezdin, or certain dayanim are baki? So, for instance, if it's a Mechal Shabbos thing, so this dayan, but now if you start going with, you're expecting a dayan to know every halacha of every, you know what I'm saying? So.
It's still a bit of a chiddush because the biggest bochi in the world in Hilchos Shabbos, but at the end of the day, you've got to judge every case on its merit and consider its eidos and its pros and cons. But maybe what you're saying is right. It's a difficult Gemara. Asks the Gemara, Masiv Rav Ada Ba'avo. So Rav Ada Ba'avo asked the following question. You just told me that if it's the same Aveira and the same Misa, then you're allowed to judge simultaneously two cases on the same day. Asks Rav Ada Ba'ava, we have a brisa. Ein donin shnayim b'yom echad. You're not allowed to judge two on the same day. Va'afilu b'noyef v'noy ofes? Question mark. Even an adulterer, man and woman. Now, when a man and woman commit adultery, as Rashi points out on the second wide line, demisa va'aveira achas. That's all one Misa, one Aveira. And didn't you say a minute ago that when it's one Misa and one Aveira, you are allowed to judge two separately? You are allowed to judge two on the same day. So here you have a man and a woman who committed adultery. It's the identical punishment, it's the identical Aveira. So why does the Braiser say that you cannot judge them on the same day? Answers the Gemara. Tira Gemara of Chista. So Rav Chista was Metargim. He translated, he says, you're going to have to say the following. We're talking about Babas Koyein, Oy, Boyalo, Vaboyalo. What does that mean? The halacha is that a Bas Koyein who commits adultery gets a completely different punishment to normal. What does that mean, different to normal? What is normal? So, as we've discussed many, many, many times on this shiur, I don't want to be marich about it because we've discussed this. As we know, min ha-Torah, a woman first is betrothed and then married. I'm not going to use the word engaged because that's a very terrible translation. What we call engagement nowadays has no halachic significance, basically. In the times of the Torah, when a woman was betrothed, you gave her a ring. Essentially, she's a married woman. What is the next stage of marriage? That's when they actually live together in the same home. But even prior to that, she is considered a married woman. And if she commits adultery, that is an out-and-out aveira of Eishes Ish. One is called an arusa, one is called a nesua. Either way, there is an issa d'oraisa for any man to have relations with her. What's the difference? If it's an arusa, then the punishment is skila. If it's nesua, then the punishment is chenek. That is the normal circumstances. So anybody who has relations with this married, quote unquote, married woman, betrothed or married woman, either they will both be subject to chenek or both be subject to skila, depending on whether she was an arusa or nesua. What's the exception? If the woman happened to be a bas koyein. If she happened to be a bas koyein, then there is a more severe punishment for her. Because she comes from very prestigious stock, she's the daughter of a koyin, so she's punished differently and she gets the oynish of sreifa. So if that's the case, here we can have them both committing adultery. It's one aveira, but they do not get the same misa, because she will be getting sreifa, and meanwhile the adulterer will be getting a different misa, whether it's chenek or skila, depending on whether she was narusa or nesua. And that, therefore, is the answer to our braisa. When the braisa says, don't judge both on the same day, even a noyef v'noy ofes, and we ask, what's going on? Surely it's the same punishment, it's the same aveira. No, we found a case where it might be the same aveira, but it's not the same punishment. Have a look at Rashi on the second wide line. Tirgma Rav Chista lahod Rav Ada b'bas koyein, whether she's an arusa or inasua, uboyalo, and the one who had relations with her, dehi besreifa, says Rashi. She is killed by sreifa because she's a bas koyein. Aval boyalo, but the man involved in the story, nidoin keshar boyal bas Yisrael, will be judged in exactly the same way. He's not treated any differently just because she happens to be the daughter of a Kohen. She's treated differently, but he's not. He gets the regular punishment, which is the boil arusa is beskila, uboil nesua bechenek. How do I learn that? It's a posuk, he bo'esh tisoref, tiksiv, he bo'esh tisoref, he veloy boyalo. She gets burned, but not the boil. So therefore, v'loy b'zeim meho, also we'll see in a second. Therefore, we found a case. It's a great quiz question. I don't recommend this with your children around the Friday night table, but this is a great quiz question. How can it be that a man and woman committed adultery and they'll get different punishments? And the answer is, if she's a bas koyein. If she's a bas koyein, then she gets sreifa, and the husband, well, not the husband, the man, will get either skila or chenek, depending on whether she was betrothed at the time or fully married at the time. So under circumstances like that, you will not be allowed to kill them on the same day, because different misas. So even though it's the same aveira. That was one answer. Now look in the Gemara, and the Gemara says another answer. Oy, bebas koyein v'zoymemei zoymemeha. What's bas koyein v'zoymemei zoymemeha? So maybe we should make an introduction. Rabbi Isai, you have to hold kop over here. If you don't hold kop, we're going to lose it. The halacha, as we well know, is if somebody is accused of an avera, they're put to death. If the edim transpire to be zoymimin, then the one who is convicted is obviously off the hook, and the zoymimin now are themselves put to death. Which death do they get? Well, they will get exactly what they were trying to inflict on the innocent victim. Now, here we've got a very interesting case. Reuven and Shimon came to Beis Din, and they testified that there was adultery between the Bas Koyein and the Boyalo. So what punishment are they trying to inflict? They're trying to inflict on her, Sreifa. They're trying to inflict on him, something else completely, either skila or chenek. And that's what will happen in the event that it turns out they're guilty. Now, it turns out that actually the edim are zoymimin. So we're going to have to kill them. But what are we going to give them? Which punishment will we give them after all? We said that the rule is you always give the edim zoymin exactly what they were trying to inflict themselves. But one second, over here, they were actually trying to inflict two different punishments. So the halacha is you give the edim the punishment that they were trying to inflict on him. So again, they were trying to inflict sreifa on her and let's say skila on him. The halach is, we learn this from a pasuk, that which punishment will you give them? The punishment they were trying to inflict on the man. Okay, so therefore they will get skila and not strafa. Great. That was the easy bit. Now it gets complicated. What happens if the Edim Mazimin themselves turned out to be Zaymimin? So now let's make up some names over here. Reuven and Shimon come to Bezdin. They say, we hereby testify that there was a Bas Kohen and the Boyle who committed Znus. Okay. The Bezdin judged the case. Fine. She's Chayev Srefa. He's Chayev Skila. In walks Levi and Yehuda. This is now the second group of Edom. They say, excuse me, Reuven and Shimon are Zaymimin. Okay. So the Bas Kohen and the Boyle obviously are off the hook. And Reuven and Shimon now have to be put to death. Which death will they get? As we just said, they will not get her death, Srefa. They'll get his death, for example, Skila. All of a sudden now, Yisachar and Zvulun walk in. And they say to Levi and Yehuda, excuse me, you yourselves are Zaymimin. So as we know, Levi and Yehuda are now in big trouble. Reuven and Shimon are now reinstalled. And if Reuven and Shimon are reinstalled, so what happens now? The Zaymimin are proved to be Zaymimin. In which case, the Bas Kohen and the Boyle indeed will be killed. Because it turns out that Reuven and Shimon were, in fact, telling the truth. Levi and Yehuda, they themselves will be killed. Okay, what will they be killed with? Which Misa are you going to kill Levi and Yehuda?
Should be the man.
It's going to be the man. Because that's what they were trying to inflict on Reuven and Shimon. So here you have, it's one case. Levi and Yehuda will get Skila. The Bas Kohen, however, will get Srefa. So here we found another case of one case with different Mises that cannot therefore be judged on the same day. Have a look at Rashi on the fourth wide line. Oy Bas Kohen v'zoymame zoymameho shehi v'he nerogin. She and them will all be killed, but v'loy b'misa achas dehi b'srefa. Because she, as we mentioned, gets Srefa. Vehein, however, b'misas ha-boil. They, however, get the Misa they were trying to inflict on the man. Kagoy. Bo'u Edim v'hizimu es harishayinim. Two Edim came, as we said, Levi and Yehuda, and they were mazim, the first two, Reuven v'Shimon. V'chiyuvum, and they therefore convicted them with Misas ha-boil. But v'loy Misa sa. Not her death, as we said before. D'ksiv kasher zomam la'aseis la'ochiv. You give the male punishment, not the female. And then Ubo Shnai Machirim, that is the Yisachar and Zvulun in our story. Vehizimu Hamazimin. And they were Mazim the Mazimin. They now knock out Levi and Yehuda. Nimtzes, it would therefore turn out that she is now reinstalled. She's got to be Chayev Misahi. Chayeves Srefa. She indeed will be Chayev Srefa al pi harishayinim because of the first one's Eidos, v'hamazim in es harishayinim b'chenek. But they will get chenek shehein ha'yubon l'chayvon bo, v'haynu misas ha'boil, because that's the punishment they were trying to inflict, which was misas ha'boil. So here we found various cases. Again, what did the Brisa say? The Brisa said in the case of Znus, you cannot kill the same day. We might ask why. It's one aveira, one punishment. No, either we're talking about the difference between him and her. He's b'chenek and she's b'sreifa. Or in the case of Edim Zaymimin, she's b'sreifa and they are b'chenek. So either way, we found a number of cases where it could be, yes, one aveira, one case, but there are different misas going on and therefore it cannot be carried out on the same day. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow to be continued by Mitzvah Hashem.
Sure.
Be well, everybody. Have a great day.